Good morning. I really didn't want to preach today. Usually a book that I'm preaching through, and so the next passage dictates what I'm preaching. I preach until I'm tired, and then whatever's left. But being that we've been doing some topical preaching on the idea of being a simple church, worshiping, growing, serving, inviting. Last Sunday, I preached on inviting, and I thought I was done, and I started praying this week, Monday, Lord, what do you want me to preach? I talked with Doug. I said, what do you think I ought to preach Sunday? He had a couple ideas, and I had a couple ideas, and I prayed, kept praying, and I don't know why, although I think I'm beginning to see, God put on my heart the book of Jonah. And it didn't dawn on me until I got to church this morning why God may have put on my heart Jonah. But we'll see as I preach through this, and I think it will become more evident to you as to why that is the case. This Tuesday will be the 6th anniversary of 9/11. And all of us remember those graphic pictures of the planes slamming into the World Trade Center towers, as well as the Pentagon, and then the plane crash in the fields of Pennsylvania. And so our hearts go out to the families who have lost loved ones through those acts of terrorism, and as well as our heart goes out to those who have lost sons and daughters in the fight against terrorism in the last 6 years. So if you would join me in just a prayer of remembrance and in honor of those who were victims of 9/11 and those who have been victims of terrorism since. Let's pray together. Father, teach us, Lord, to number our days. We have no idea when our time will come. And what is so important is that we be right with you, that we know you as our Savior and Lord, that our sins have been forgiven, and that your righteousness has been given to us so that we would be ready for eternity. Lord, we lift up to you this morning those whose loved ones were lost on 9/11. We pray for you to comfort them, to continue to give them your strength and peace. We pray for your Holy Spirit to bring them to a place, those that don't know you, of knowing that their time is coming soon. All of us have such a short life to live, and we pray, Lord, that you would use the grief and the sorrow to help them think of eternal matters, things that matter forever. Their soul, their place and condition before you. We lift up those who've lost loved ones in the war on terror. And we pray, Lord, the same things for your strength and peace and comfort. But more importantly, we pray that everyone who has lost someone will be reminded of the brevity of life. And by that would make sure that they are ready to meet you at their own departure from this life. As a country, Lord, give us strength. Grant us repentance for the evil that we do in our country. And we pray, Lord, that we would turn to you as a nation. We know nations cannot be saved, only individuals. But nations can be righteous in terms of man's measure of righteousness. And you have taught us that righteousness exalts a nation, but a sin is a reproach to any people. So, Lord, we pray for your hand to move in our country before you have to destroy us in your justice.